Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Peflin here, and welcome to episode 781 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from James.
Hey, Pat, how's it going? James here. Longtime listener, first time asker. Big fan of the SPI community and just getting through Will It Fly on the audiobook side. Really liking everything that you're doing and appreciate it. My question is this. As a hybrid entrepreneur at the moment, you know, I have my side hustle going and I still have my full-time job. I think one fear that people have is that, you know, they worry about losing those full-time benefits and losing that health insurance and vacation time and all that and all the fringe benefits that come along with a steady 9-to-5 job. As an entrepreneur, how do you handle that situation? Is it as simple as just buying your own insurance for yourself and your family? Or are there other, you know, things that are put in place to help you navigate through that? I guess it's just another worry that I think entrepreneurs have and don't want to give up necessarily if they're being taken care of by their company. So I was just wondering how you deal with that. Thanks so much. Hope you answered my question. I hope to hear from you soon. I'll be listening. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, James, thanks so much for the question. This is really important and something that I didn't know I had to think about until it was kind of too late. Quick story, when my business was taken off after I got let go, I was still young. I didn't know what was going on. Didn't even think about health insurance at that point because I didn't think I needed it. Well, then after I started becoming an entrepreneur and been working that for a while, I was doing really well. And then my wife and I, we got pregnant, which we were super happy about until we were trying to figure out how to pay for it. And we're stunned. We're like, oh my gosh, we don't have insurance. Let's figure this out. Let's go get you some health insurance. So we'd have to go find somebody like a private company to do health insurance with. And guess what? At that time, we couldn't get insured because pregnancy was a pre-existing condition. So we were pretty much screwed at that point. So my son, he was paid completely out of pocket, which was tough. But I'm super thankful that the business was doing very well. If it wasn't, I don't know what we would have done. And also super thankful that he was, even though he was born a month early, which was even more scary, I was super thankful that he was born healthy. During this whole fiasco, we were looking for solutions for ourselves. And even though now pregnancy is not a pre-existing condition, which you're probably not having to worry about that at this very moment, James. Maybe you are, I don't know. But the answer is you can do a few things. If you had a previous job, you can do what's called COBRA, and that is to extend the life of your health insurance from the work that you've had, if there are those kind of benefits there, into your life after working there, after your termination date. I will say, however, when I was doing research on that, again, I'm not up to date with all this, but hopefully this information is still useful. Make sure you check to see how much it is, because was very expensive. It was a lot of money to keep the plans that I had moving forward because I tried to retroactively make those or put those into use for my wife and I, and that wasn't possible. Plus, it was just abnormally expensive, it seemed. The answer is, you know, you got to go and find that health insurance for yourself. And what I would do is actually ask around because every state's going to be different. You're going to have different options. We use private health insurance. We pay about $1,000 a month for the family of four here. That is a higher price than we've been paying for a while. But I think everybody's price sort of went up recently with some of the recent policy changes and whatnot. But anyway, things will change over time. Here's another solution, though. While this whole fiasco was happening, we were looking for solutions. We even came up with the idea of, hey, let's get a divorce so that you can be on low income and then get sort of some of those health insurance benefits that are given to low income people, because we were way beyond that at that point in terms of my business, which, you know, you're a brand new couple about to get, you know, you've been married, you've had a baby, talking about divorce for that specific reason. That's just, I was like, no, this is not going to work. So we didn't do that. What we ended up doing was we found somebody who was well-versed in this world, which I would recommend you do too. And this person recommended that because I have a business, I can have April become an employee. So we did that. And then you can get her benefits, health insurance. You can have the business help you set up your health insurance. And this is something you should recommend checking out too. And when we did that, we're like, great, this is such a good idea. And the policy was going to go live so that April could get covered for the birth by January 1st, 2009. He was due, my son was due January 18th, I believe. So we're like, okay, just in time, this is all good. And then my wife's water broke on December 23rd. And so I just knew that we weren't going to be able to get that policy there in time for that. Plus, it was a month early. So I was like, oh my gosh, if he's born early, he might have to go into the NICU and we might have to pay for every single day. And every day in the hospital was like $8,000 to $10,000. So it was quite a bit. So yes, this is a very serious thing. You should all get expert help from. Because it is something that you're going to lose when you move from your workplace to working for yourself. But weigh your options, see what's out there. There's also health saving accounts, HSAs, which work very well too. So connect with a CPA related to that for more information. But yeah, it is definitely something to consider. Insurance, we've gotten life insurance as well, which is important. And then also in terms of vacation time and stuff. I mean, what's really cool is when you're your own boss, you can set your own hours and be flexible. But at the same time, you still need a schedule so you can make sure you get things done and aren't just sort of complacent or being lazy or whatever. I tend to try and think about it as rewarding yourself with vacation time after you've done launches or had a good year or whatever. You know, give yourself that vacation time. That's the nice thing about working a 9-to-5 is they give you that and they say, here are your vacation time hours. So you go and put those into place. When you're working for yourself, nobody says that. You have to do that yourself. So put it in the calendar when you're going to take a vacation and make that happen and work harder and make things work. And, you know, I know that's easier said than done, but that's how it's done. So James, hopefully that's helpful. Thank you so much for the question. I want to wish you all the best and keep up the great work. And thank you so much for the question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And then finally, as always, here's a quote to finish off the day by Molière. And that quote is, long is the road from conception to completion. It's a journey, guys. Enjoy it. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.